Thank you so much to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves.
I don't know about you guys, but every time I'm PMSing, I feel beyond off. Like, something is not right when I'm PMSing. And ever since I started Hormone Harmony, I swear it has changed my life.
Like, I'm not even kidding you. Before I experienced Hormone Harmony, I was getting the most insane cravings, bloating, feeling super off randomly, and even sometimes not getting good quality sleep. And y'all know how important sleep is to me. Like, it is my number one thing. So I wanted to take the reins on my health, specifically my hormone health. And that's why I started taking Hormone Harmony.
Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. There are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony.
If you don't know what Hormone Harmony is, let me just tell you. It supports hormonal balance and regulation, supports cortisol, estrogen, improves sleep quality, reduces occasional bloating and gas. It even can relieve mood swings. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it.
For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MOVES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MOVES, M-O-V-E-S, code MOVES for 15% off today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey y'all, welcome back to another episode of Making Moves with my new guest, the new and improved,
hey.
Dom Roberts. What's up, Dom?
You know, I'm just vibing.
I'm so excited that you're here because I forking love Dom, and I've actually known you for like how many years now?
No, like ever since I moved to LA, like 2018 probably?
Like dead ass.
No,
like,
legit.
Before we were anybody's, we were homies.
That's actually very true.
We really were.
We really were.
Dead ass. Because of Kenzie, and every person I know that's cool is because of Kenzie.
It's because of Kenzie.
Yeah.
Really, we had our come ups together.
But we would hang out like quite often.
Yeah, at Kenzie's house.
Yeah. No, people used to, it pissed me off because when Dom had her moment, which I'll explain if you, for some reason, don't know who Dom is. So, Dom and our friend Kenzie Elizabeth, who has a podcast, go listen to it. It's I Love You So Much with Kenzie.
Love you so
and,
much.
And they went to a school, they went to college together.
Yeah.
And Kenzie and I were besties, so I would hang out with her and all of her college friends, and she would hang out with me and all my college friends. And Dom was one of them.
Yeah.
And I feel like I saw you like it would be like once a week at least, like
for sure,
quite a bit.
Yes.
And because Kenzie and you were so tight, and so I would hang out, and we would just like, you know, dilly dally, hang out with a bunch of people. And you know, when the panty hit, and the George Floyd stuff went down, and Dom went off with on the internet, like with the most probably groundbreaking graphics of that time,
with about Black Lives Matter, George Floyd, like serious stuff.
Yeah.
And you know what's crazy is like when you were posting them, I was like, oh, good for Dom. Like, it wasn't that crazy that you were doing that because you already did stuff like that.
Yeah.
Just like your followers saw, not the whole world. And I think simultaneously, it was the perfect time for the world to see those graphics because it resonated with people. You know, people felt something from it. It was just like the timing was ultimately chef's kiss. Unfortunate events were going down, but you were handling it in such a graceful way, in the way that you were like teaching people who were so ignorant to the subject, including myself. It was just so awesome. And it's crazy because like to me, you were just doing Dom and like doing you. And to the world, it was like, oh, this new like activist, I'm putting air quotes, like in my head, I'm like, this is just Dom. This is how she is. And she has these conversations in real life all the time. It wasn't something you were like putting on for the world.
Like something brand new.
No. I was like, we've been having these conversations.
We've been did this, Mom.
Yeah. But it was awesome because you almost normalized it in a cool social media way for people that don't understand to really fully understand.
Yeah.
And sometimes you need to dumb down stuff, like serious stuff, to a kindergarten level for people to understand. And I think you did that beautifully. It was so funny because all of my like influencer friends started being like, oh, who's this Dom girl? Who's this blah, blah, blah? I need to get her on my podcast. I'm like, do you want me to text her for you?
Yeah,
like I was like, but it was awesome. And I'm so happy for you. And you deserve all the success. And now you're like, I mean, we're still buds. So
I know. This is so crazy. It's
crazy. It's just
it's
awesome.
Literally genuinely insane because now I'm just like, whoa, that was 2 years ago now.
Isn't that crazy?
That's
it
the
feels
other
like
thing.
Yesterday.
Literally yesterday.
Yeah.
And it's all like 2 years ago.
Yeah. So question, I guess we'll start with that. We're not going to spend the whole time talking about that. But I want to start with when you started posting those graphics, I want to hear your thought process. Like, be specific. I want to hear about why'd you use that font? Why'd you use those colors? Because it stood out.
Yeah.
And people have definitely like taken it and like, you know, used that style and like, you know, being copied is like a form of flattery. So it clearly was like it did something. So I just want to hear your thought process behind it and like the response, the whole thing.
It's really interesting because I've had people even do like studies, like people at universities use my graphics to do like studies.
Like essays.
Yeah. Like social media. People who do like marketing, all this stuff, would be like, hi, can I use this in a presentation? Can I use this in a project I'm doing with my class? All this stuff. And I'm like, yeah, sure, go ahead. And they kind of just ask me the same question.
Yeah.
And what's so interesting is when I made that graphic, I made it on an app in my phone.
What app?
It's called Fonto. Uh-huh. And I highly recommend using it. What's the other app that people use?
There's like Canva.
Canva.
There's Over. Yeah.
Canva's the big
one.
And I'm just like, why not use Fonto?
What is it?
It's Fonto. It's like Phonto.
Okay. Fonto.
Huge fan of Fonto.
Big Fonto girl.
Big Fonto girl. And that was just like one of the colors. And I was like, I like this color.
Wait, explain what the graphic was, though, for someone that doesn't know.
It says, don't ignore something because it makes you uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And
what did it look like?
And it had this maroon. It was like maroon lettering.
Like crimson.
Yeah.
Like a deep red.
Yes. And the words were spaced out so that it was all even. And that kind of created that style where it's called like justified text, where it's like all spaced out. So no matter how many words are on a line, it's just one big rectangle or square.
Uh-huh.
And I just was like, that looks right. Like I want it to be justified text. I didn't even know what that was at the time.
You just were like, oh, this looks cool.
Yeah. And I was like, and it just looked clean. Like I was like, Helvetica just looks clean.
Yeah.
All caps, posted it, and it went viral.
But was it Helvetica Bold?
Mm-hmm, okay. Helvetica Bold. And I think
great font.
Number one font.
Yeah.
And I think people not only resonated with the message, but then plus it was good design.
Yeah.
So I think that's what helped it
get
traction.
Out.
Yeah.
And it wasn't too complicated.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of those like graphics when it comes to serious things, if it's like too much words, even with when someone sends me a text that's yeah. too long,
I'm like, what's
going on here? Whereas like that was just so clear. Yeah. And the message was so clear. And the text was so clear.
Yeah. And I think that was like my initial emotions too, was I was really struggling with feeling uncomfortable because I was just like, do I ignore what's happening or do I address what's happening? Like, I just didn't know my place. And I was like, honestly, like, this is such a big deal right now.
Yes.
That everyone feels uncomfortable. Like, no one really knows what to say. But mm-hmm. yet there's like action steps.
Uh-huh.
So don't ignore it because it makes you uncomfortable. And now those are words I live by.
I think they're words that everyone should live by. Even like to dumb it down, like something to use like in for me in the gym or like yeah. even today I was like, damn, I really want to try the weights, but like I'm scared because there's all these like gym rats over there.
Yeah, gym rats.
And like, do you know what I mean? Like yeah. just to in any circumstance, I think that's so true. And it brought such a horrible, awful and huge event that went down with George to a whole bigger issue. Like, I think you brought light to a much larger issue that a lot of people didn't even realize.
Yeah. And I think that, like, the term uncomfortable just kind of turned into a brand of its own. Mm-hmm.
Because, it's a great word.
Yeah, because it's so
true. To describe things.
I think we can be uncomfortable with our mental health. Mm-hmm. Like, even everyday scenarios of, like, should I text this person?
Yeah.
How I've
even
been
dating
feeling?
Or stuff
dating,
like that.
Literally anything. I am constantly putting myself in uncomfortable positions for the sake of growth.
Yeah.
Essentially.
So I just want to get more technical when it came to the post, just because I love this like social media shit.
Yes.
When you posted it, you posted it on your feed.
Yeah.
And how many followers did you have?
I had, I think, maybe like 900, maybe 1,000.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
You post it, and did people start, like, were your friends posting it on their story? Or like, how did it blow up?
I don't know exactly how it, like, blowed up. Like, I remember checking the likes, because maybe on average I would get like 350
yeah.
likes a post. And then I remember checking that post and it had like 1,000 likes. And I was like, oh, holy crap.
I remember seeing it on your feed and being like, oh, wow, that's a great, like, I resonate with this.
Yeah.
And then I remember seeing like, holy shit, this, I'm like, I remember the first time I saw it on like someone I knew that we both didn't know. And it was like on their story. And I was like, what the hell? That's literally Dom's
yeah.
post.
Like, I had a friend, like, I just saw, like, I would be watching people's stories and then I'd see like some of my friends reposted it. And then I remember I went to bed, woke up the next day, and like 30 people had tagged me, like, in posting it in their feed.
Oh, in their feed.
Yeah, like tagged me posting it. My story mentions were like, I couldn't even see how many story mentions I had. I had like 99 requests, like DMs.
Wow.
And like companies were like, can we post this?
Yeah.
Like every like Vice.
And were you like, were like floods of followers coming at this point?
Yeah. Like I was getting like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of followers. And then I remember the next day I made a video uh-huh. talking about like, oh, like this is what you can do.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people were like, okay, but when I call, like, what do I say? And I was like, okay, this is what you say. And then I made, like, a template for uh-huh. that. And that went, like, uber
uh-huh.
viral. And then it just, like, kept going from there.
Yeah.
And then, I guess, like, celebrities started posting it. Like.
Okay, name some of the celebs that, like, that you were, like, freaking out.
I freaked out when, like, Reese Witherspoon reposted it because she was also very nice and, like, I DM'd her and I was just like, hi, or maybe she DM'd, I don't, can't remember. And I was just like, oh my gosh, like, thank you so much for like caring.
Oh, I love her.
And she was like, Dom, we were on the news today. Cause they like put her post on the news and they were like talking about it on CNN. And she was like, I just want to let you know, like, this really warmed my heart, all this stuff.
She definitely cares too.
No,
yeah, you can
queen,
tell.
Queen, like queen energy. And I was like, bro, this is so crazy. And so many other people that I just respected in the industry who were like posting it. And I was like, this is insane. Or even like really large accounts
yeah.
that I was like, oh my gosh, you guys are so cool.
Yeah.
Like, we're reposting it.
And how cool that the thing that went viral was such a like big things socially. Like it meant so much. It wasn't like, oh, a funny video.
Yeah.
Like this was like changing people's lives and perspectives. Like that's insane.
It was really crazy. And I was also just having like, I think that's when I also really struggled with like the imposter syndrome of like, why me? Like, why are you guys listening to me? Like, do I have anything?
Well, that's a lot of
say?
Pressure. Because then having a lot of eyes like that, especially with something so serious, such a serious topic, I can't even imagine the DMs you got, you know what I mean? From like good and bad and ugly, you know? So, yeah, I think that was such a cool moment in time. And people needed that graphic.
Yeah, and it's crazy. Like, I'll even, like, see today, I was on, like, TikTok the other day, and I was scrolling through the comment section, and, like, people had that graphic as their profile picture. And I'll just, like, see that randomly. Or I've, like, walked into a coffee shop before, and someone just had that graphic hanging up.
That's crazy.
And I'm like, that's just, like, really sick.
Yeah. And have you been, were you, prior to that, were you into graphic design, making graphics and stuff?
So at college, I ran one of the accounts that like the social media pages that we had, and it was like really big graphic design. Like a lot of people were into graphic design.
And this is at Zoe.
Yeah. Okay. And I started.
Zoe's a church in LA. It's like a big, massive church in LA.
Yeah. And they were like really into graphic design there. And so when I started running the
they have cool graphics.
Yeah. And when I started running the social media, I kind of had to learn graphic design too, but I would make them on my phone because I didn't know how to use Photoshop.
Yeah.
So I was like kind of into graphic design, but I wasn't like, I'm going to be a designer.
Yeah. Designer.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, obviously you are an awesome human being and have a great heart. But what I think a lot of people don't know about you is how forking hilarious and fun you are as well. I know we were just talking about like serious stuff for a while, and I just need to like personally thank you because you opened up my eyes more than I ever have in my entire life, literally because of you and just like the time and effort that you put into making that social cause to this day. Such a big deal. And like the way that you again explained it in such an easy to understand and simple yet passionate and effective way was like literally eye-opening for me and my entire, I feel like everyone I was around. Like you literally changed lives.
Oh my gosh.
And I feel like that's a big reason why. I mean, there's still so much to do in that regard, but I am way more, I just feel like educated on that subject because of you. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much. That literally means so much.
And I feel like a lot of people could say that, so that's really cool. But I want to talk about how funny you are too.
Here we go.
Yeah, here we go. So that being said, let's cut to a quick break and we will come back with the fun, juicy stuff. Thank you so much to Apartments.com for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves. Apartments.com believes a dishwasher does more than just clean plates. It turns your whole place into a time machine by turning the time you would have spent washing dishes into extra time for you. That could mean more time to read, more time to knit, or more time to contemplate the vastness of time itself. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live with an elusive dishwashing/time-expanding device is easy. Apartments.com hosts the most rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place. The one thing that has kept me sane throughout the 75 Hard Challenge, and more importantly, has kept me hydrated the most, is Liquid IV. Y'all, when I tell you, I literally crave Liquid IV. Like, the lemon lime flavor lives rent-free in my head. First of all, it just always quenches my thirst, but it is perfectly sour and has that tangy taste to it, and it's just so good. Like, a nice, cold, crisp glass of Liquid IV. Oh my gosh, mwah! Sounds so good. Whether you hydrate to live or live to hydrate, Liquid IV quenches your thirst faster than water alone. With 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness, all in a single sugar-free stick.
So I actually just taste tested all of the flavors for you guys, the pear, the white peach, the green grape, and the lemon lime. And I have to tell you, I still think lemon lime is my favorite. But my second favorite is green grape. And then my third favorite, believe it or not, is pear. I'm actually shocked by how much I like pear. And then in fourth place for me was the white peach. My favorite thing about Liquid IV is how convenient it is, especially because I am always on the go. I am booked and busy, and I'm sure you guys are too. So being able to pack it so easily in a purse or a carry-on or whatever the case is, like my work bag, I always have a Liquid IV in there because throughout my day, I get so thirsty and nothing truly satisfies my thirst craving other than a Liquid IV. Like, it is so good. I literally want to make one right now. And listen, drinking water is great. Like, I've been drinking so much water while doing the 75 hard challenge, but one stick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates you way better than water alone. And I love it because I feel like it actually revives me. And the best part about it is that there's no artificial sweeteners and zero sugar. However you hydrate, grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier, sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TK at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop better hydration today using promo code TK at liquidiv.com.
So, Dom, let's talk about dating in LA.
It's depressing.
Yeah. Okay, elaborate.
It's depressing. It actually makes me depressed. That sounds really dark.
No, I feel that.
I think the reason why I struggle is because you get this. You're from the Midwest, and I'm going to say it. I'm a little misogynistic, and I like a man who could do something for me.
Yeah.
In that regard.
I don't think that's misogynistic.
That's where a little misogyny comes out in me. Like, I'm like, no, I
wait,
can't.
What do you mean can do something for you?
Like, I'm like, oh, I can't lift it.
Like, you like a chivalrous man.
Yeah, like a chivalrous man who's like, you know, maybe has a job.
Someone. Okay, that's not misogynistic. That's like, I think that's a normal expectation you can have for a man to have a job.
But see, I feel misogynistic explaining that.
To normal people.
Like people and like guys in LA. Like, yeah. I feel like they look at me like I'm the bad guy.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. I expect you to wash your ass and like have clean socks and maybe go to work a couple times a week, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'm the bad guy.
Uh-huh. It's so weirdly comforting knowing that literally, I thought it was a problem with me at first. And then I thought it was a problem with my friend group because I was like, my friends are hot.
Yeah.
Like, come on. Like, I get it. Whatever. I'm one thing. But I'm like, come on. Some of my friends are forking, like, they're bombshells.
Yeah.
And they're funny and they're smart and they're like, they have a great job. They make a lot of money. I'm like, what? I don't get it. I was like, why do none of them have a man's or a boyfriend or like, or just, you know what I mean? Like, someone to entertain. And I'm like, what's going on here? Like, what's the issue? I hate blaming the city, but like.
No, I will blame the city.
Yeah.
I will blame the city.
And then I got outside of my circle, and like every other circle is the same way of girls complaining about the same thing. And I'm like, what is it with Los Angeles?
It's something with Los Angeles. Because when I went to Texas, I was like bar crawling. Oh. I was like literally having to fight men off of me. I'm like, get off of me. No.
Yeah.
No, I won't kiss you, you hot.
We're like hot commodities back home. I feel like I'm literally, like, I just told Dom this. I feel like I'm like a 13 out of 10 when I'm home. And here I feel like a 2
no,
out of 10.
No, it's just disturbing.
Yeah.
It's literally disturbing.
It's so weird.
Yeah. It's frightening, to say the least.
Uh-huh.
But I think we could be going up towards an upward trend right now.
Okay.
In the sense that I got accepted into Raya.
Congrats! Well, it's not even that big of a deal. congrats. I hope it serves you well. I dilly dally on Raya. It's like you swipe and you like say two things and it's like nothing happened.
Yeah. Like,
but congrats.
Yeah.
I don't want to like dumb it down for you.
No, I
that's a big moment.
Yeah, I don't understand how the app works. It took 6 months.
I hope you see a lot of celebrities.
I heard Pete Davidson still has his account on
Raya.
Wait,
did you use me as a referral? Because I think that helps sometimes.
I didn't even have a referral.
What?
I just
bugged me.
I just went in raw dog.
You raw dogged it.
I raw dogged into Raya. And 6 months later, they accepted me.
Okay. So I need to, for those of you that don't know, Raya is like a, air quotes, celebrity dating app. But it's like, really, they like let on people like us.
Like they literally let on us. So.
And they also let like people that also, like sometimes I'll be swiping and I'm like, how the fork did you get on here? Like I'm like, you literally are just a normal accountant.
Yeah. I'm like, what are you doing? Yeah.
Okay. So I have many questions. Let's break this down. Do you think it's just the type of job? Like, I feel like LA is a place where a lot of people come to pursue a career.
Yeah.
Right? And it's hard because everyone wants to be, you know, Bradley Cooper, Matthew McConaughey, or Leonardo DiCaprio, right? And there's only so many spots open for that. So when they're not acting or modeling, which I'm like personally just would rather date no one than a model. A guy model. but like, I mean, like, actually, like, do people actually swipe right on, no offense, like, no shade, on, like, dudes, on, like, guy models and actors? Because, like, I can't.
Come to terms with it. And also, I'm like, you're a catfish.
Yeah. But I'm also just like, you're not working.
You're not working.
Yeah.
You're just vibing. Right. You're just live, laugh, loving. And this, that's.
No, you're just using me.
Yes. No, that's, like, my whole entire problem.
But why are, I'm like, we're the normal dudes.
Now y'all heard that?
Yeah.
We hit on something. Where are the normal dudes? I don't want your net 60, net 30 ass, like waiting to get paid. I just want the 9 to 5.
Yeah.
Normal.
Yes.
Normcore.
Yeah.
A little Ben.
Like my guy friends back home, I swear, like people like that do not exist here.
No, they don't. I think
it's so weird.
It's a little hard for me too, because I like a little edgy, a little creative guy.
I totally see you with the creative.
I feel the closest we're going to get is like a finance guy who lives in Venice and Santa Monica.
Aviator Nation.
Like Patagucci. And vibing. By the ocean. Maybe they.
Yeah, West Side.
Yeah, maybe they surf, you know?
Yeah, it's so interesting.
Yeah.
I feel like every girl in my orbit like deals with that. And then they randomly find a good one on Hinge or something.
Randomly.
Or they like they literally order them on Amazon from a different state and then they prime them here.
I think that actually might be the key.
I think that's I need
like start out of state.
I need to be shopping online out of state more.
Start out of state, seduce them into moving to LA.
Yes.
And that
has something to it.
And usually they have jobs that are very flexible, like could do it anywhere.
Yelp.
Yeah,
or
Yelp.
Like from home. Like, you know what I mean? Like
work from home. Geico. Yeah. I don't know. And bring they ass to LA. And I'm be like, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Because even my brother, when he was here for the summer, he was like, where do I meet guy friends? And I was like, bestie, like, you're supposed to figure that out for me.
Yeah.
I guess Jameson's in like Santa Monica. On a Saturday.
I haven't been.
It's like, it's very like west. It's so fun, but like, I don't even know if you would like it. It's like very like west side.
Would I have to cosplay? Would I have to cosplay?
Honestly,
as a west side girly?
I'm bringing you next time. It's very like, when I go, it's very like, ooh, like Saturday or Sunday football.
Oh.
Like, and you get a beer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get a
maybe
little pie. I would cosplay.
Yeah, you would cosplay. But I was going to say cosplay, but you like love like a Texas like cowgirl boot moment. So I
do.
Maybe we could get that. We'll get a jersey on you.
I'll get a jersey on.
Yeah. I definitely will say like there are like normal hot guys there, but it's like every Saturday I have to go to Jameson's and like day drink.
It's brutal.
It's brutal out here.
So brutal out
They're
here.
They're definitely not in like Hollywood, West Hollywood, anything. Like, I feel like they're either downtown or West Side.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because they're working. They're
finance and lawyer dudes are like downtown, and then like every dude that works for a startup. Is West Side. Yeah.
Exactly. You get it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm painting the picture, you guys.
Uh-huh.
Just stay away from, like, the weird middle.
West Hollywood.
And go.
Or Hollywood.
Downtown.
Hollywood dudes, I feel like, scare me.
Dude,
the most.
They scare the shit out of me. And they have the most audacity. For people who don't work, y'all have fucking audacity.
They radiate One Oak.
I'm like... Oh, you got on a little, you got on the list?
I can't with the Chrome Hearts.
No
tea, no shade. Like, I think Chrome Hearts is a great brand, but I think Hollywood dudes, like, ruin it.
No, they run through, like, I'm like, oh, you own Chrome Hearts? You ran through.
Yeah, it's so bizarre. It's weird. I feel bad for girls, honestly.
I feel bad for us.
Yeah.
It's actually, that's why the pendulum has swung so far where I'm like, I'll date a finance guy. I'm not afraid. I've dated a West Hollywood guy. I'm not afraid of a finance guy.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I personally love, like, a finance dude.
Yeah.
Because I like being the spice of the relationship. Yeah. And finance guys just aren't spicy.
No, they don't care.
So we spice up their life. But, like, I don't know. It's not, it's giving
it's
not.
It's giving not
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Which is why I think a lot of people just revert back to their exes.
Yeah, I think exes, and they literally import them from, like, a different state.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I think so, 100%.
Yeah, they'll be like, oh, we dated in high school, and then we saw each other at a wedding, and, like, now he's here.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, or I just need to spend more time on the West Side.
I think I need to start spending more time on the West Side.
Yeah. I'm sick and tired, though. I feel like I'm so good at setting my friends up. Need to set you up, and you set me up.
I will.
Okay.
And I actually can find someone, like, multiple people for you.
Okay.
I actually have someone for you right now.
Wait, really?
That I think you would
enjoy. Oh, my God, period. Okay, wait, why? Why do you think I'd be a good fit for them?
Well, I think they would be like, damn. Damn, shoddy.
You think I would be like, damn?
No, I think you would think they're very attractive.
Okay. And they would be like, damn, shoddy to me.
Yes. But the only thing is they don't play a sport.
Okay.
But they're like, they can... change your tire.
Oh, okay, I love that.
Yeah.
Do they live in LA?
They kind
of, like, there's no
yeah.
way.
Yeah.
The Valley.
Yeah.
Orange County.
Okay, what if they were in the Air Force? Like, what if they
Why are they always
no, like, I know that sounds crazy, but what if they were a nurse in the Air Force?
I don't know if I can do that.
Okay.
I don't know. Why is that who you would set me up with?
Yeah. And they come every weekend.
It's but like I'm like
busy may as well, during the week.
But anyways. I'm like, may as well entertain, like, my Indiana guys.
Yeah, that's,
you know what I mean.
That's fair. That's fair.
Yeah, it's exhausting.
I know. See, and that's what's hard is, like, that's the person that I would have for you. Like, they're not even here in
yeah,
the city,
right? I know. You though, I feel like you could definitely find someone in LA though, because you need a little creative, funky, yeah. Because you have, like, swag.
But that's what gets me into trouble.
Oh, is you dilly dally with them?
Yeah, and I feel like creatives are, honestly, they're so emotional.
Oh my God, I could never date a 4 on the Enneagram.
No, and that's the problem. So many of them are 4s on the Enneagram. Like, so emotional, so in touch, always want to talk about their emotions.
What
and
are you?
I'm a 3.
I'm a 3 too.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I love that.
Are you 3 wing 4?
3 wing 2.
Okay, I'm a 2.
Yeah.
2. We're just literally talking a different language right now. 3 wing 2.
3 wing 2.
Can't with 4s.
Enneagrams, can't with the 4 creatives and emotional. They're so funny.
4 is the last person that I would type of Enneagram I would like to date.
No, it's exhausting. And for whatever, because they look creative and then they actually are creative.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm like, Jesus Christ, like, you need to, I can't. You need okay. to go to therapy. You literally
They're
need
broken,
to
hurt.
Go to therapy yeah. and see a psychologist.
Yeah.
See a psychologist, see a psychiatrist, see you medication.
Okay. Okay. So what is your current status with dating?
I
in the new year. It's a fresh start.
It's fresh start.
New year. What's our vibe?
About 4 days into the new year, I hung out with my ex.
Fork. Dumb.
I know. No, it's humiliating.
That's
it's
not
genuinely humiliating.
I'm thinking of the James Charles gift. That's like, I hate to admit this to you guys, but I'm desperate.
Desperate.
No, but like me.
No, that's literally where I'm at.
You 4 days into the new year. I hate to admit this, but I'm desperate.
I'm desperate.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not good. It's not a good situation.
Okay, why'd
sure.
you do that?
I really think in my, I gaslighted myself into believing that it was going to be a good situation.
Okay.
As, in the sense that I was like, I can finesse them to get back. Like, we could restart this up. It's a new year, new me. Yeah. Like, I could do this. And the dating pool, I mean, Hinge, once they added the voice memo situation, get me out. Like, escort me out the building.
This guy recently, oh my God, I have so many things to tell you. One, I saw this TikTok, and basically Hinge is a dating app, if you don't know. And on it, they added a voice memo feature, like an audio message. And so on one of the prompts, I don't know if you saw this TikTok, he goes, it's literally the prompt. I don't know what it said, but he goes, he just starts recording and he goes, okay, so I'm going to try and make this audio waveform look like a dick, a penis. So he goes, and he's like trying to like do, and he goes, oh, fork. It kind of looks like a chode. And then like, I literally was dying. It's a TikTok because a girl recorded it. I'm spitting. A girl screen recorded it because she was like, this is so funny. How did like someone put it? And honestly, I'd probably swipe right because I think that's hilarious. But recently I matched with a dude and I was like, oh, he's hot. And then he sent me an audio message and he was like, hey, what's up? And I was like, ew. And like, immediately gave me the ick.
That's why I'm like, why they make their voices like deeper.
Yeah, he was like, hey, what's up? And I was like, ew. Like, please stop. Like,
you're like, I'm terrified right now.
Yeah. Like, it would be like the equivalent to me being like, hey, what's up? Like trying to sound hot. Like he was trying to sound hot and it gave me the ick.
It's foul.
Right?
It's genuinely.
Have you
foul.
Seen any crazy like audio message?
I've seen a guy pretending to be his cat. He was like, this is how I talk to my cat. And he was like,
shut the fuck up.
I was like, what the fuck? This is sick shit. He was like, meow, meow, meow. No. Meow, meow, meow. And he was like, and then my cat goes, meow, 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 meow. I was like, you sicko.
No.
I reported him.
No.
I reported him because I was like, you are sick.
That's weird.
It was disturbing.
I already am like not a cat person.
No. And when he did that, I was like,
you're like, I'm done. I'm logging off.
That's when I texted my ex if he wanted to hang out. I was like, let's hang out.
Yeah. Okay. We'll give you another try.
Yeah.
At the new year. I want to know what dating moves, because this podcast is called Making Moves, what dating moves are you going to try and make this year, 2022?
In all seriousness, we're being for real right now. Mm-hmm. I realize that I have such a fear of rejection.
Ooh, me too.
I like big time. And that's really hard for me in any aspect of my life. I'm so scared of getting rejected. And it's so funny because in ways like me as a person, like I'm a little goofier.
Yeah.
I'm a bruh girl.
I'm
vibes.
Bruh girl too, yeah.
And I feel as though what guys typically, quote unquote, we see is presented to us, what they go for, isn't me. So then I like play it in my head. I'm like, oh, like, you know, talk negatively towards mm-hmm. myself. And I think I want to become more comfortable with rejection.
I was just about to say, dude, like, listen to your own quote. Like, you need to become more uncomfortable with being told no or
exactly.
just in general.
Yeah. And it's really hard. But I think that's something that I really want to work on is just getting rejected, because I feel like once you move past all the no's and all the things that don't work out, mm-hmm. you finally get to
the one yes. I have a trick or a challenge for you.
Oh, I'm ready.
So I saw this, I think, on TikTok. It was like some Gary Vee type dude.
Yes,
and
Gary.
Of course, that's on my For You page. And they basically were saying that they hate asking for people for things. And same idea. Afraid of rejection. Don't like being told no, yada, yada. So he said, and I thought this was genius. He said, this is your task that you need to do. The next time you're at a Starbucks or a coffee shop or wherever you go, ask for 10% off your coffee at Starbucks or your drink. Be like, okay, awesome, can I get 10% off? And they're most likely gonna say no, they're not allowed to, right?
Yeah.
But it's, you need to get comfortable asking, Right? Because it's auto going to be a no unless you ask.
Yeah.
And it helps you become comfortable with being told no or getting rejected or, you know, being in that loser spot. And you will be surprised. Sometimes I think that employee will be like, I guess, sure, like 10% off. Like, it's not that much. You know what I mean? Like, I think you'll be pleasantly surprised. And I thought that was such a good tool or thing to try out if you deal with something like you're explaining.
I'm adopting that method.
You should do it.
That's literally so smart.
Isn't it genius?
That's really so smart.
Because you're expecting a no. Yeah. And you'll be pleasantly surprised.
When they say hell yeah.
And it's so uncomfortable. I mean, genuinely, I'm pretty like good with asking about that stuff. That makes me so uncomfortable to have to ask like the Starbucks employee if I can get 10% off. But that's good. You should be a little uncomfortable doing that. And you should get comfortable being uncomfortable.
Exactly. There we go. Our brand.
Yeah.
Getting our uncomfortable. Brand. No, but I think that's really, when it comes to dating, I think I started putting myself out there maybe like 2-3 years ago, like on the apps, whatever. Yeah. And I think on 2020, I went on so many dates.
Really?
Like I went on so many dates towards like the end of the pandemic, like going into like 2021 and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Like I was like going on dates.
Wait, so were you just swiping and then like automatically being like, let's go on dates? Or
yeah.
Okay. And I have a quick question about that. Do you, when you would match with someone and you started talking, would you just immediately be like, okay, do you want to meet up? Or would they kind of lead that? Or like, how do you get from point A to point B is what I'm saying.
It depends. If they seem interesting and I'm like, you seem cool, I just don't, you're just kind of dragging your feet, I'm like, let's just hang out. Let's just go.
Wait, so
do
what
something.
Do you say?
So
be specific.
This is going to sound like very abrupt.
It's okay.
For example, I was recently talking to this guy and he was like, cool. We started texting and I was just like, hey, like we should hang out. And he was like, oh, okay, sure. And I was like, do you want to go to the movies? Like, these are some movies I've wanted to see. Let me know if you want to go.
Shut up. So you just said that.
Yeah. And I was like, and I'll just go get our tickets right now.
Oh, my God.
I have, like, the AMC,
like,
stubs thing.
Yes, you do, queen.
So it's, like, you know, free movies. And then he was like, yeah. Okay, sure. Done. And I'm like, okay, great.
No way. Okay, what else besides a movie do you normally suggest?
I would say dinner. Because, like, dinner,
really?
Dinner's quick.
See, I feel like dinner's long. I do drinks.
Drinks is smart. I've never really gone out for drinks.
Really?
Just because I get nervous. I'm like, what if I get too turned? Oh. I'm going to get too turned and then.
Oh, yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. But I feel like dinner's quick. It's like.
I'm normally like drinks and apps. Or like I'll be like, do you want to go for chips and guac and like a marg?
Yeah. Smart.
Yeah. But I feel like for myself, I need to go on more dates.
And that's the thing. I feel like once you start going on more dates, you just know, right? Like in the first.
Oh, you know, within the first 5 minutes.
Yeah. You're just like, I like you or I don't like
you.
I'm
either nervous or I'm not.
Yes, exactly.
Right. Like.
And then you're just like, oh, okay, swag.
Yeah.
But if I pay for the date, it means I didn't like you.
Oh.
Because I feel like guys also think that if they pay for the date, you like owe them something.
Then it went well. Oh,
yeah.
I hate that shit.
And so I'm just like, no, I'll pay for it. And then I'm like, you will never hear from me again.
Oh, okay. That is fair. But I'm still like, you wasted my time. Pay for my shit.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But I understand.
It's kind of like a boss move for me.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm paying for this shit.
I always offer, but like, I'm like, please pay.
Yeah. And if you don't, I'm very embarrassed. Right
I've
now.
Never actually had, knock on wood, a dude not pay on a date.
One time, well, I've only paid for a date twice.
Mm-hmm.
And
you just didn't like him.
I didn't like him. And it was like, they went up to go to the bathroom and I like flagged on the waitress and I was like,
oh.
Here, like, take my card.
Got it.
And then he like came back and he was like, oh, like, did you take the bill? And I was like, oh yeah, I have to head out.
See ya.
Yeah, like, see you, peace.
Okay.
And love, blessings.
See, I need to entertain. I guess I just need to train my dating muscle more because I am sick and tired of me putting so much pressure on every time I go out because I am a busy person.
Yeah.
And I don't like wasting my time.
Exactly.
So I put so much pressure on every time I go out, whether it's with my girlfriends or a dude. And I'm like, if this isn't fun, I'm going to be mad.
Yes.
And I'm going to think that was a waste of time. And I overanalyze it. And I just need to go and like not think that way.
Yeah.
Because then I put so much pressure on, even if I'm out, it's a night with my girlfriends, I put so much pressure on the night that I can't even enjoy it.
Yeah.
And enjoy like the little spontaneous things that happen because I'm like, this better be forking fun because I should be at home editing. Like I can't enjoy. And then like I have issues with FOMO.
Yeah.
Then if I don't go, I'm like, oh, I should have gone.
It was so much
fun. Like, yeah, I didn't get that much done here anyway. Like, yeah. So I just need to go and like have less expectations and just train my dating muscle, because I think just like confidence, it's a muscle that you have to train daily. And yeah, I just want to get more comfortable, have more guy friends, be able to like, I don't know. I think also when you, it's like when you apply for internships or you do internships and have little jobs and gigs here and there, you find so much out about yourself and what you don't like. And that helps you get closer to what you do like.
And I feel like that was so many dates that I went on like early on when I was like, okay, I'm going to like officially put myself out there. So many of those dates were really just like, honestly, they were all like, boo, corny, tomato, 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 like thumbs down. And eventually, like when I was going on what I consider better dates with like guys that I actually was interested in and they were like, you know, some repeaters, I was like, oh, okay, I'm finding what I actually like and what I'm going to put up with.
Uh-huh.
And it just made it a little speedier. Because, like, now I feel like when I go on apps, I get less matches. But usually if I do match with someone, it's like, this is going to go somewhere.
Oh, got it. You're, so like, it, pickier with who you. Yeah.
Because I'm like, okay, I know where this, the vibe seems like where it's heading.
I will say the only date, there was only one date I went on in 2021 that I was like, holy shit, like, I would go on another date. Like, I want to go on another date with you. Everyone else, I was like,
yeah,
you'll never hear from me again.
I went on two, like, whoo.
Like, okay, yeah, spicy.
Spicy date.
Which you have to go on a lot to have a good one, you know?
No, genuinely. And I was like, I haven't been on a good date until I went on these two dates.
Yeah, but I definitely want to be more open-minded. Like, I just want to go, I want to go on at least one a month. That's so, it's such an easy
goal. That is such an easy.
Yeah.
That's actually such a good
goal. I should have one night a week where I like don't put so much pressure on it that I'm like, this better go well. Like, it's just like,
just let your free flag fly.
Yes. And also it's a night off my phone where I can like enjoy being in the present moment, get a nice little dinner or whatever.
Free food.
Yeah. Free whatever. And yeah, I think that that's my move I want to make, is at least I just need to train my dating muscle more.
Yeah, that's a great move. Mm-hmm. I'm going to stop being afraid of rejection.
That's good.
Yeah.
Is there any other dating moves you're trying to make?
I think we kind of hit on it too, but being intentional too.
Oh, not just like carelessly. Yet.
Yeah. But just actually being intentional with like who I even talk to, who I'm dating, and just seeing it for what it is and not reading into potential, but reading into like the facts of the situation.
Because
I think that's also such a thing that a lot of people struggle with too, is like we live in a city of potential. Like all we see around us is potential. Like, oh, they have so much potential. They have so much potential. And I feel like when it comes to dating, you actually have to see it for the facts. Like, this is who this person is. This is their character. And they're on this trajectory.
Yeah.
You know, because it's so easy to like glamorize and be like, no, like, have you heard their music?
Yeah.
Like, no, they're going to.
Yeah.
And it's just like, are they actually, like, are they who they say they are? And I feel like it's really easy to read into potential on dating apps because everyone puts their best self out there.
Totally.
And
it's almost worse than Instagram.
Yes. And you like romanticize them because maybe they're sweet or they're really good looking. And I need to stop doing that because that is honestly a time waster.
Oh.
When I read into potential.
That is so interesting because I am the opposite. I see the facts almost so cold turkey that I like don't even entertain the potential enough.
Yeah.
Like I if it does not blow my socks off, like someone's like, whether it's their profile, whether it's the way they're texting me or the way they call me, like I literally will not give people the time of day, and I need to be more open-minded to it because I'm so closed off. Like, I'm like, if you don't impress me, like, at all, then, like, I don't entertain it. Because I'm just like, I don't know what it is.
No, that's fair. And I
need to be the opposite. Like, I feel like I need to be a little bit more open-minded to, like, it doesn't have to be the end-all, be-all, like, the one. Like, I can just, like, dilly-dally flirt.
Yeah.
And it's fine.
like flirt around.
Yeah. I think I need to just be more open-minded to that because I like cut people. I'm just like, ew.
Yeah. I mean, I'm the same way too where I'm just like, okay, clearly like boo, corny, like
tomato, 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 tomato.
Wasting my time. Yeah. Get me out of here. But I think that I definitely also myself had to like open my mind too to like who I would date, the kind of people that I would date. Uh-huh. And yeah, just not being so tough on it.
Yeah.
Because it's really hard to do that.
I totally see you dating a creative.
Yeah.
For sure.
Hopefully.
Like, I'm thinking some type of, like, menswear fashion designer type. Yeah. Like, but cool. Like, I don't.
Low key.
Maybe, like, help style athletes or, like, something like that.
Ooh.
That would be cool.
Oh, ooh. Maybe when you find your athlete.
Find a stylist. Hot. I love that. Double dates.
Yeah. And we keep it in the fam.
That's good. I really like that. I think those are good moves to be making. And I think, again, going back to the dating muscle, if you're struggling out there in the world right now, like, it's something you need to train. And it's never going to be, it's very rarely perfect right away. Like, exactly. It takes forever to find the job you love. It takes forever to find your friend group you love. And it totally takes forever to find the person you want to spend your most time with. So I think just train the muscle, go to the gym, aka go to the date, go on your dates.
Swipe.
And yeah, swipe. Let's cut to a break really quick and we will come back with some mental health stuff. So Dom, I know that we always talk about girl bossing a little too hard.
We do.
What do you mean by that?
I think, and maybe this is just speaking from my experience, but going into this new year, I think there's so much anxiety always around being your best self, like your highest performing self, and girl bossing, you know, mm-hmm. whether it's like, I'm making deals, I'm posting content, I'm whatever the best version of yourself is, plus going to the gym, plus getting ready, plus like all these things. I feel like sometimes it can feel as though you're having to prove your existence. Mm. Like, this is why I'm important. I'm important because look how well I take care of myself. Look how well I do this. Look how, and I think, you know, having a standard of excellence and like living your life as such, of course, like, that is going to create positive results. Mm. But I think also sometimes when I'm too hard on myself and don't create space for genuine change, like, I'm like, if I don't change on January 1st, 2022, then I'm going to be a slug. Like, I'm going to turn into a frog, you know? And the reality is you can change any day, and change isn't like this big, drastic.
Like, it's not cold turkey.
Yeah.
It can be gradual.
Exactly. And I think that, you know, because these past 2 years have just been, it's like so weird because we're like, oh, okay, once COVID's over, then, oh, it's over for you. It's over for y'all. Once this panoramic ends, I'm coming for y'all. And then we're like, oh, shit, like, this is kind of the way it is.
Yeah.
And so I think that just really had me thinking, okay, so at any given moment, this is the life I want to create. And it doesn't take like the start of a new year or like girl bossing too hard and, you know, treating myself like shit to get, quote unquote, to the places that I want to go or all these different things, because for the sake of proving my existence and like proving I'm worthy by working myself into the ground, I guess, if that makes sense.
Yeah. I totally feel that. I feel like for myself, one of my greatest struggles is I am like on this marathon that's my own marathon, and it's like going to work, getting my workout in, like looking my best, feeling my best, doing all those things we just described. And I feel like because I'm on this marathon, I forget, like, I feel like I'm a little hamster on the wheel.
Yes.
And when I should be resting and like being a slug, I'm still going on the wheel. And because I'm still going on the wheel, it makes the next day less productive.
Yeah.
And then it makes the next day I'm more tired. And then the next day, I now am stressed out and I'm starting to have acne. Like, it's like, it's literally a snowball effect to be like me being my almost worst version of myself. And it's yes. like, if I would just stop running for a sec and slug for a day.
Yeah.
I would be so much more productive the whole rest of the week.
Yeah.
If I just was intentionally taking time to rest and reset more than trying to push through and like fake be busy. Cause I pretend to be like busy to myself all the time. I'll be like, oh, well, like I'm like cleaning this. So it's like, at least I'm getting something done. Do you know what I mean?
No,
and that drives me bananas. I'm not even being productive. Like I'm hardly getting shit done.
Yes. And I think that's something that I really...
It burns you out.
Yeah, it burns you out. And I think that's why it's so important to just remember to exist. Like, exist in the world without having to, like, prove anything. It's like
be present.
Yeah, I'm not cleaning. I'm just chilling. And that's okay. But it feels so counterculture to just chill because you're like, oh my gosh, this is valuable time that I could...
Yes.
And it's just like the reality is if you don't rest here and like take a second to like.
You'll burn out.
Yeah. And realign yourself and take care of yourself. And I feel like that's kind of what's happened to me like so many times just because I've overextended myself and like bent over backwards to like essentially like prove my existence. And every single time it's just bit me in the ass. And so this year I really just want to like conquer. Like, okay, why do I have anxiety right now about not doing anything?
Me.
Yeah. And a lot of the times what I've realized in therapy, shout out my therapist, is that I have emotions, like emotions that I haven't even dealt with.
Uh-huh.
And by doing stuff, and I do this unintentionally, but I'll just like fill my time.
Oh, you'll mask it.
Yeah. And like fill my space with like so much.
You'll mask your emotion with stupid busy work.
Yes. And
whoa, yeah, that's deep.
And by the end of the night, when I like hit my head on my pillow and like those emotions, I'm like,
you hit it.
They like creep
you
in.
Hit your pillow and your pillow freaking hits you right back.
And then I'm like, well, I'm just gonna go to bed.
Yeah,
you know. And so now, like, say I finish work and everything's all said and done, I'm like, great, crushed it, we finished what needed to be finished, and I just will sit on my couch and kind of like think and meditate throughout the day for like 15 minutes. And it's crazy how much stuff comes up into my mind of like, oh, I actually like really feel this way about a situation that happened like this week. Like, I should probably go address that.
Whoa.
Or
when you have time to kind of marinate.
Yeah. Or I'm like, I really enjoyed the other day when I hung out with so-and-so or read this book by myself. Like, I should probably go do that more. Like, whoa, that like makes me feel really good.
Yeah.
And it's just
kind of a reflecting, reminiscing period.
Yeah. And it's just 15 minutes of doing nothing, but yet I learned so much about myself.
Wow.
And I just consider that like existing.
Uh-huh.
And I think the built up, and it's so funny, I'll be doing that and like randomly like lose track and be like, wait, I should probably go do, and I'm like, wait, bring myself back.
Yeah.
I need to like come back to this.
I feel like our generation and just world is so constantly cluttered with like the world. Like,
yeah,
I feel like if I'm at home and I don't have like music playing or a podcast going or like a video playing or something, I feel like I'm just like, I'm missing out and I'm not doing my job. But really, like, do you ever get in the car and you like sometimes just forget to like turn on like your music or like your podcast and it's just silent and you're like in your thoughts? Like, sometimes that's the best moment, or when you're on a plane and it's like you've done all the things and now you're just thinking, and it's like that's when you realize and accomplish so much just like in your head.
Yes, just, and Kylie Jenner realizing things.
Yeah, it's the year realizing things. And I feel like I need to do that, have a little bit of moment of silence, if you will, more, because I think it's so true.
Yeah, and it sounds so like kumbaya, like
but it's not, because it's meditation. Like the whole day is like Skrillex, and then like the 5 seconds it's like Norah Jones.
Yeah, it's like chill vibes only. Yeah. And that's something that I've found myself like towards the end of the year like doing more.
Uh-huh.
Or even I went to New York at the end of the year and everyone was like, oh, you're going for work, and I'm like, no, I'm just going for fun.
Uh-huh.
Like, I was like, I just
what a thought.
Yeah, I just want to do stuff for fun. And I think those like little rewards that you give yourself mm-hmm. just help in the long term of like bettering yourself and creating stability within your life, rather than being like, January 1st, I'm throwing out every carbohydrate and all processed sugars, and God forbid that I
that
drink.
That will not
yeah,
work.
It's just like, okay, see you in February uh-huh. at John and Vinny's. Like,
yeah, dead ass me.
You know, and that's the other thing too. It's like we should feel guilt in none of those things.
Yes.
Like we should just be able to enjoy these things because we can. Mm-hmm. And I think that's kind of just the stuff mentally that I want to unlearn is like, just live. Like, I just want to live more. I feel like especially since I like started my new job and like being in the influencer world and stuff, I've just had zero chill. Mm-hmm.
Because it's a nonstop job.
It's nonstop. It's not.
There's no time you clock
yeah,
out.
Yeah. Like, you technically, like, okay, yeah, maybe I'll stop working at 5. But then you're like, oh, The Bachelor's on tonight. Like, I want to do a story recap. Yeah. Like, you know, like, there's just, yeah, like you said, there's no clocking out. Yeah. So I think that's why you have to be even more intentional with how you're going to, like, take care of yourself and protect your mind and, like, create stability. Because there really is, like, technically, like, no stability in our job at all.
I hate, too, that I feel like I have to do a certain amount of tasks and things to truly go to bed at night guilt-free. Yes. Like, I'm using air quotes. I know the term guilt-free can be triggering to some, yeah. And I'm so sorry about that. But I feel like that's more so in regards to, like, food.
Yeah.
I deadass, like, cannot go to bed guilt-free unless I have all of my shit like done that I needed to do for the day.
Yeah.
But I want to have like 2 to 3 hours a day that I can relax or just shut down.
Yeah.
Guilt-free.
And that's where I feel like that's where I have had to train myself.
Yeah, I'm trying to do that.
Yeah. And
I want to be way better at that.
Yeah.
I'm not good at it.
And that's what I mean. It feels so counterculture to do that mm-hmm. because you're like, oh, wait, hold on, wait.
Like, I don't want to feel like I have earned to be able to watch my show at night.
Yes.
I just, this is
like,
what
you
I do.
You should just be yes. able to do that.
Like, I'm like, ah, oh, I've earned this.
Yeah.
Like, what the fork? It's literally my favorite show.
Yeah, you're like,
I don't have to earn it.
Exactly. And.
Right? Isn't that weird?
Yes. As a human being, like, you should be able to have moments of fun and enjoyment uh-huh. and happiness. And those
I'm like, this brings me joy. And yeah. This makes me happy.
And those don't have to be, like, earned moments
yes.
that you sweat your brow over
yes.
to, like, experience
that's
that.
So true. And I seriously, that is how I think. That's
no,
how I operate.
I feel like I've thought that way for a really long time, too, where I'm like, okay, if you finish your checklist today,
yeah.
you know what you get to go. You get to go to Jenny's Ice Cream
yeah.
at the end of your day.
That's like a big, I feel like, big city thing, too.
Yeah.
Like, when you're in a big city, it's just like, especially LA, it's so hustle mm-hmm. mentality. And don't get me wrong, like, if you're lazy, don't listen to this podcast. Because yeah. get your ass out of bed and do your work.
Yeah.
But I think we are always, especially with, like, being in the influencer world, it's always seeing, like, so-and-so's up already, and they're already getting this done, and they're already at this meeting, and, like, because people document their lives.
Yeah.
And it's like, again, comparison is the thief of joy. Like, just because someone posts them kissing their boyfriend on the gram doesn't mean they're happy in the
yeah.
relationship. Or just because they're out and about doing work doesn't mean they're actually being productive. Or, you know what I mean? There's so many things. The grass we always think is greener. But I always feel, like, guilty for wanting a moment
yes.
to myself.
I feel the exact same
it's
way.
It's weird. It's
no,
so messed up.
It's like, it's... Yes.
I want to get way more comfortable, like, just having moments to myself and,
yes.
like, don't bother me.
Yeah, don't bother me.
I'm not working. I'm not being productive. Stop.
Yeah, I'm just vibing.
No, with a heart.
No, with a heart.
Mm-hmm. That's heart. My thing, too, in 2022. Mm-hmm. I love sending no with a heart.
Yeah. And it feels so good.
Yeah.
It's actually really empowering.
Want to go on another date?
No,
no heart.
Heart.
Because, oh, you know what I mean? It's not like, no. It's just like,
yeah,
no with
just
a heart.
Like, peace and love.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, Dom, are there any other moves that you've been wanting to make in 2022? It can be dating, it can be work-related, it can be relaxing-related, whatever you want.
I think I really want to, this is like something someone asked me this question earlier, and I was like, like, what do I, What am I up to? And I think I just want to like create more like positive experiences that I'll remember.
Whoa, like moments.
Yeah, just moments. Like I feel as though sometimes I miss out on like moments, whether they're happening like right in front of me or opportunities, because I'm like too scared to say yes because I think I'm like not qualified or whatever the case is. And I'm like missing experiences and moments. And I really feel like once I start looking for those experiences and those moments and start living for that instead of like, I live to make my coffee, go work out, like whatever the case is, and start living for like beautiful experiences and hang out with people and like filling myself with like joy and laughter and these things that, you know, stabilize me and like help me create gratitude. That's when that's something that I'm really looking forward to making that move this year.
I think we talked about this earlier, but reflecting and being able to have a moment with yourself and writing those big moments down, like, you know, reflecting on the day, that's like, that is so huge for you because it'll make you realize, oh, that was a big deal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That I just kind of blew over
and was just like
trying to like keep up, stay afloat during the day, you know? So that's why I have I think it's called the 5-minute journal. Do you have it?
Yes.
Okay. Use it. That shit, when I was using that every day.
It's so fire.
It like that made me the happiest.
Yeah,
when I would do that.
Gratitude is such a powerful medicine.
Like it is like drinking the most. It's like hydrating yourself with like the most water in the world. Like it. Like I forget sometimes. It's crazy. Like I forget that the time that I would have literally gave my left arm to be able to like live in the apartment I have.
Yes.
Or like the things that are just so normal to me now, or you know what I mean? Like my network of people that I know, I would have literally given my leg to like to have
those
that.
Things. And then when you have it, you're like, oh man, I gotta.
And it's like you're so focused on the next thing. It's like, whoa, there's this at my fingertips.
Exactly.
And the 5-minute journal that makes me recognize. It makes me realize. Good. It's so good.
So good.
Yeah. So I guess we both need to start doing that. Maybe I'll text you every day. Like, did you do it?
Did you do your 5 mins?
5 mins. Yeah. So anyway, everyone get the 5-minute journal. It is amazing.
So good.
I definitely recommend it. And it's like pretty inexpensive. No. I feel like it's like $25 or something, but it's like it's worth every penny.
Literally worth every penny. Mm-hmm. You'll use it every day.
Well, where can everyone follow you, Dom? Thank you so much for coming on the pod. This flew by.
Oh my gosh, it flew by.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey.
It's an hour.
Hey guys. You guys can find me on Instagram at Dom Roberts. Instead of an E, it's an X. And I'm also on TikTok making little ticky talkies, being toxic. A little bit.
I love your TikToks. And I really want you to do more fashion TikToks.
Yes.
Because Dom has awesome style. Really. I can't wait. Are you going to go to Coachella this year?
I really want to.
Because your fits are going to be fire.
I'm going to finesse away.
Oh, you will.
I will.
Get Nike on that.
I'll be like, hey guys, send me.
Yeah, they should.
Send me to interview people.
They should. Anyway, thank you so much for coming on the pod. It was an honor. And we'll do this again soon. You'll be a recurring guest.
I love you so much. Thank you for having me on.
And be sure to follow me on Instagram at TK's Juicy Polls, and our Making Moves Instagram is at MakingMovesPod_. And if you're not listening or watching this on YouTube, definitely subscribe to our YouTube channel. It is awesome. And it's just like fun, flirty, juicy. Subscribe. Tell your friends about it. Rate, review, do all the things. And be sure to make someone's day this week. Peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. so you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.